Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Did I just say rumble? I meant crumble.
They're ready to crumble. They've been all stressed out and geez. This radio show starts right now.
Oh yeah, baby. It's Monday. What's up, China Dow? How are you doing? Are you ready to rumble? I'm ready to rumble big time, man. You remind me of a Dodge Ram, okay?
Oh my God, shut up. You're only saying that because I said it. Shut up.
Well, stupid. It was actually good because usually you're not too funny.
Rude.
What do you mean rude? I'm just being honest here.
Turn these up. I could barely hear myself talk.
Well, then I'm going to have to hear you, too.
Yeah, you are. There we go. Thanks.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. It's Monday, baby. We're on WMMRDB Rockford. Hopefully, you're enjoying the YouTube channel, man. You get to see my pretty face and the face that isn't made for radio. That is China Doll right there.
No.
Or you think it's the opposite?
You just said my face is not made for radio.
I said it was.
No, you said is not.
I think you didn't hear me.
You said
right,
isn't.
Okay?
You said isn't.
What do you mean isn't? What are you, a fucking English teacher now?
You said, and the face that isn't for radio.
Yeah, meaning your face. Okay, I fucked up. There you go. You know, you got me going. I admit it. I'm not going to be a schlock and said, it is what it is. But what's up, everybody? We got Europe in the house, man. I just seen Europe, man. They're over there. I keep going back to the French, man. They got hairy armpits.
People are questioning if they missed the show last night.
No, man, Mikey, he had some personal issues and stuff, so we couldn't come on. You to go talk to Mikey about that. Did you guys see Marco, man? Marco, Marco over at K100, he just changed his channel over to the Jeep channel, man. What the hell is that?
It's called Jeep Nation.
Jeep Nation with Marco.
He put his first episode up yesterday.
How was it? Was it funny?
It was 20 minutes.
It was 20 minutes of him blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, on why he changed it. And I'm not giving out any info.
No, you don't. You got to go watch it yourself.
It was, yeah, it's 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was watching Marco on his Facebook page because he's doing it live from K100. And I was sitting there like, dude, you need Hollywood to come on, man. You're boring the piss out of me. It takes a lot to, it don't take a lot to bore the piss out of me. But anyway, it was boring. I don't want to sit there and hear about softball and no. I want to hear about banging, man, okay? I'm talking ram. That's what I want to hear. But no, they're boring. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to him about this. He has to have Hollywood over on the show.
No, I doubt he would.
You don't think he would? You think he'd get hit with the FCC and stuff with me on there?
I think so.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He has to do it like I'm doing. That way you can actually talk. You know, you can actually be yourself.
Well, maybe that is what his true self is.
You think he's gay?
Or boring? Or
no, you just called him gay.
I did not call him gay.
I think you did.
I did not.
You said be himself. Is he still in the closet? Is there something I don't know here?
Maybe. I don't know.
Today, we're going to be talking about when you have a superiority complex, but suck in bed, baby.
You want to see my pecker?
Is that your beak?
You want to see my pecker?
Is that your beak?
You want to see my...
Unbelievable. You know, that kind of sucked what you did last night.
What?
You know, that joke that you threw at me. I wanted to fucking punch you in the face.
Why?
I did.
Which one?
Because you're one of them broads that sit there. Oh, please, please, please. It's like, dude, man, you know what? My head's hurting down here. But anyway.
Which joke? I did too.
About that freaking addictive thing.
Okay, so I asked Hollywood.
What a prick.
I asked Hollywood. I said, all right, I'm going to ask you three questions. And no matter what the question is, you have to say addicted.
Yeah, I have to say. Okay.
He has to say.
So
addicted.
When somebody says that crap, that means you know you're into some shit right there. Okay.
So I asked him about if somebody can't go more than, what is it when somebody can't go more than an hour? What is it called? And he said, addicted. And I said,
I don't know, man. Here I'm thinking, okay, what do you mean when you can't go an hour? I'm sitting here thinking, okay. I'm 50 years old now. I don't want to die of a heart attack on top of you. You know what? That's my biggest fear.
Can I finish my joke?
Yeah, in a second here. You already got me on it, so you'd finish it in a minute. That is one of the biggest fears, okay? Is having sex, and next thing you know, I'm dead. You know how much fun they're going to make out of me at the pearly gates? St. Peter is going to be up there like, what, you had a heart attack in the middle of blowing your load? That'd piss me off. I'd have to smack him. You imagine sitting there and smacking St. Peter because he made a fucked up joke about you dying while you're having sex? You know, I love hot blondes and shit like that, but I don't want a coronary.
So the second question was, if you go all day and all
these
you,
guys know what I'm talking
and all
about.
You do is do nothing but eat food all day long. And he goes, addicted. I go, so what hit you in the face last night? And he goes, addicted. And I'm like, really? Where was I? And he's like, shut up,
dude. I wanted to punch her right in the mouth.
And he left.
That was some bullshit, man. So do you think it's better for a guy, you know, going to Pound Town and next thing having a coronary? You think that's a high five in heaven with all the other bros?
I mean, it might be. I mean, you're at least you're leaving with a smile or maybe a weird look on your face. I mean,
you imagine
depends
that
what
look
people's
when
faces look like when they're blowing. I mean, everybody's facial expression's different.
I don't know, man. That's some fire crotch right there, isn't it?
Can you imagine
that it kills you?
They'd be like, looking like they're pooping. Yeah, when they die, that'd be funny.
Yeah, but when you die, I hear you poop.
You do. You lose all bodily functions.
That would suck for the woman.
It happens.
It happens. It's kind of like a cup and go.
Ew. No. No, it's not. You're nasty.
How am I nasty, man?
Uh-uh.
You know that stuff with the pornos, man, that the women are taking it up the poop chute. You know, right after the scene, they're cupping and going, man.
Yeah, they are.
Because, you know, you see some of them guys, man, I'm kind of jealous. I am, man. They got freaking 12-inch longs and stuff. It's like horse cock, man. It's probably the, you know, I know where it came from. I know where they got the big cocks from. Their mother fucked a horse.
Ew.
Yes.
You're stop.
What do you mean stop? I'm just saying.
That's gross.
What do you mean that's gross?
That's gross.
I don't know, man. I think that's what's happening. Maybe, you know, us guys are jealous because our mothers didn't fuck a horse and we didn't get pig peckers. How's that even fit in you people?
What? Big ones?
Yeah, the big ones, man. Does it like freaking spread you open like tunnels? What's going on here? Tell the Hollywood.
Oh yeah, definitely. You're gonna have one hell of a drive through.
One hell of a drive through, really?
What?
Oh my god, man, we got Germany up on the radio station right now and South Korea, man. I guarantee, man, it's the Marines on the base up there, man.
Probably.
I don't know, man.
Thank you for your service, boys.
Rock and roll, man. It was Veterans Day this weekend. I bet a lot of our Marines over in South Korea were getting a zip-eye treatment over there.
Stop.
You know what? I haven't had a good massage lately, and I got to find me a freaking Asian massage parlor. That way I can get my happy ending, they promise, all the time.
Good luck.
You know what? You white women, man, I'm telling you. You do not know how to treat a man in a massage parlor. Why is it always the Asians that know how to finish it off, man? You can't sit there, be rubbing up and all that kind of stuff on a man, and, you know, his pecker's hard, and you just look there and you leave him like that.
Just walk away.
And just walk away. What the hell is that, man? Seriously, I want an answer. You sit there, you're rubbing up all over them. You know you're getting them hard.
And they're all, okay, thank you, goodbye.
And it's like, you want to look up like, what the hell was that? You just, you know what? I paid you to give me a massage. I pay you to leave me with blue balls. Dude, blue balls is not funny, ladies. It really isn't.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens, but it's very painful. Aww. You can't have all that pressure built up, man. There has to be a release. So when you go to a massage parlor, for one, they put all that oily stuff on you. And it's like, okay, man, you're heating me up. Yeah, I know what's up. They putting that massage oil on there that heats up and stuff. They blowing under their breath, making y'all hot and bothered. And next thing you know, thank you, sir. What the hell you mean, thank you, sir? You want a tip? I'll give you a tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah, that's what he said to her, man. Why she's putting it in the poop chute, man. You're right, Teresa. $30, they love you long time. Damn, that's inflation. I thought $10 loved you long time.
$10 don't make you holler no more.
Don't make you holler, man. This is Biden's economy right now, man. Oh, my goodness gracious, that freaking moron. Anyway, I got to give a shout out, man.
Yeah.
I promised the shout out.
Go for it.
You know, she is from high school and stuff. I went to high school with her. Diane Jarman, we're giving her a shout out here on WMMR DB Rockford, baby. We're going to do a fun segment dedicated to her. Cheer her up and stuff like that. So let me ask you something here.
Go ahead.
Why is it always those that have small dicks, and I'm talking, you know what? I hear things, okay? I hear things.
Uh-huh. You hear things?
I do. I hear things. And the first thing that comes to the mind is Asians, because I heard they have small peckers. But, you know, anyway.
A grain of rice is probably bigger.
Yeah, uh-huh. A grain of rice. But anyway, you know, people that have this complex that they think they're better than everybody else, those are the ones that have small peckers. Am I correct?
Yes, they are. She's in the chat, by the way.
Who's in the chat?
Diane.
Oh, Diane is in the chat. Look at that, man. Welcome to the new channel, Rock and Roll. Great. She was a great person, still is a great person from high school. But anyway, why is that? Why is it that guys that have small peckers want to ruin everybody else's life?
How are they ruining everybody else's life?
They're pricks.
Well, yeah.
They have to. Do you think they got to compensate for what they got below the belt?
Of course they do. They got to think they're better than everyone else, because below the belt ain't got nothing going on.
How embarrassing that should be, man. Do you imagine being a woman and next thing you know, you see a 2-inch pecker and you're like, the fuck am I going to do with that?
You look at it and be like,
you're like, man, are you underage or something? Have you not dropped enough? Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Okay, seriously, let's role play here for a second.
Oh,
here.
Lord. Okay.
Let's role play. You got China now. Okay, China down.
Yeah.
You see this hot ass guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And next thing you know, you want to go home. You want to have fun. You want to pop your hole. But next thing you look down and, you know, you women, you try feeling up down there. I don't know if you're doing like a man does with the finger test. But anyway, you go down and you're feeling around like you're missing something down there. So next thing you know, he's all passionately kissing you and all that stuff. So your juices flow. So you're making, you know, you it might have slipped your mind. Mm-hmm. But then he pulls his pants down. You know, and he has this complex where even though he don't have a pecker,
he still thinks he's the best.
He still says,
"Want to see my pecker?"
And when he asks you that,
when am I going to see it?
Or does a woman say, is it cold in here?
Are you a little chilly?
Are you a little chilly? Is it going to come out anytime soon?
Is that it?
Okay. Is that really what you women would say to that?
Is that it? Is that all? Really? That's all? What am I supposed to do with that? Put it away. We're done. Go home. Get out.
So is that what you would do?
Yes. Bye. Bye, Felicia.
Because you women have to have at least, what, a 5-incher or something
average,
like that?
Average is good. 4.5, 5. As long as you know how to work it. I mean,
that in your tongue, right? You have to have a tongue.
You got to know how to make it right, because a 2-incher ain't going to go nowhere.
So why do you think that they're such pricks?
Why do I think that they're such pricks?
Yeah, these guys with small dicks that ain't good in bed. Why do you think they're such pricks and make other people's lives miserable?
Because that's their, because they got to make up for what they don't got below the belt.
So you think that's really the cause right there?
For them, yeah. If they got a small dick, they're going to think they're better than everyone else in every other way.
What do you mean every other way here? Now, you actually have a definition of this that I want to discuss here.
Yeah.
What do you got here?
Superiority complex is when someone acts better than others to escape the feelings of insecurity.
So they're insecure in themselves.
They're insecure in parts of themselves. So what's a better way? But you got to act better than everyone else and to hide your insecurities, which means if they got a small pecker, they're hiding that by acting like they're this big, tough guy.
And then they take people on a ride with them.
Yeah.
On the outside, people are looking in, if you will, and thinking, well, this guy is such a great guy and all that good stuff. And then you find out later, after you get more information, just how bad of a prick he really is to somebody.
Well, somebody with the superiority complex, one of the biggest things that they like to do is make exaggerated claims of one's accomplishments or abilities. They're going to be the ones bragging about how they banged all these chicks.
Or they're
or
ones.
How successful.
Well, put it this way. Okay.
How successful
what
they
if
are.
Some. What they're the ones that after they made somebody's life miserable, they walk into, say, a bar, you know, and, you know, tries to show off in front of a DJ or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and they're also going to make it where it's the other person's fault, not theirs.
That's a big one.
They're going
to
put,
like, they try to blame others for what the hell they're doing.
Well, and if it has to do with a breakup, it's always going to, it's going to be the other person's fault. It had nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's better than that person anyways.
I don't know, Steve. I think you're kind of correct, man. I'd be pissed off if God made a joke, you know, joked me and gave me a small pecker. That would suck. I'd be so pissed. But I wouldn't take it out on other people that I'm not good in bed, too.
Well, and they try, people try to overcompensate. They're going to brag about, like, all these sexual adventures that they've had in their life when truly, if it's like a 2-inch thing, that they really didn't.
Well, like, getting more serious on the subject here, I always play around and shit like that. What about these type of people that become abusive? Is this usually...
Superiority complex can become a narcissistic person.
Narcissistic or toxic?
Both. Narcissistic people are toxic.
Well, you got that damn right.
And the sad part is now are we talking verbally abusive, physically
abusive?
I'm
talking all around abusive.
Well, yeah, because they think they're better than you. And to put you in their place, what's better than throwing a backhand at your face?
So do you believe that these type of people thrive and to keep continuing?
They got to be in control.
To be in control.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't do that to somebody that is more powerful than them.
Well, their biggest thing is
that's just like a cop. Okay. These piggies.
They like to bully people.
Mm-hmm.
Those that have this superiority complex, they like to bully people and put others down, even if someone else is better than them at something. They will still continue to put them down, saying the fact that they can do it better, mm-hmm. even if they can't.
So that's kind of like a cop.
It's kind of like a cop, yeah.
You know, we've heard stories where cops, you know, and they already have this God complex crap. You know that, right? They're the ones usually with the small peckers. But anyway, I'm serious. This is what I hear. But they feel like they got this God power because they're cops.
Because they got a badge.
And they really screwed with their significant other.
Yeah.
I heard a story in town. Didn't they, you got to have a cop beat the shit out of somebody?
He beat the shit out of his wife.
His wife. Yeah. And then he tried to turn around and says, well, you can't do nothing because I'm a cop.
Yep. He got arrested, though.
They finally did bust his ass?
Yeah, they did.
But you know what I mean? I'm trying to draw the conclusion between...
It took a while. It took like over a year before he finally got busted because it took her over a year to gain the courage to actually report him.
So it's the confidence of leaving.
And what she did was she ended up, instead of reporting him to right here in town, she reported him to county.
That's because the town ain't going to do nothing because they're all his buddies.
So she reported him to county and he got busted. After a year.
I think this statement is true coming in from the chat room. A lot of these guys are some beta men trying to act like alpha to people who are weaker. I think that's really dead on right there.
That's because the alpha male likes to prey on the weaker sex.
No, the and beta. The
alpha is the big guy.
Well, yeah, but they're not.
The beta's at the bottom.
Yeah,
of
but that don't make an alpha a bad person.
No, not all
the
alphas.
The betas are acting like assholes to be an alpha.
Because they want to be bigger and better.
But they can only do it to a weaker person.
Yeah. So they pick on the weaker sex. Or so they think. Women are getting stronger nowadays. They don't realize.
Well, they are. Especially when it comes to a muff diving contest. They kind of it kind of makes me
Why
mad.
Why does it
here.
Always go there?
I'm just saying, man. You know,
that has nothing to do with it.
You should not be better to eating the muff than me. That's just wrong. Okay, it makes me look bad when you eat muff better than I do. It upsets me sometimes. You're bullying me.
I'm bullying you.
You're bullying me.
I am not.
Yeah, you are, because you're getting the muff and I ain't. That ain't cool. Oh, I want to see Chinadel again. What about Hollywood? Well, she eats better muff than you. Okay, I get it.
You're like, never mind.
Never mind. I get it already. I can't have no fun. Just saying. But I do like this line, though. Yeah. I really do like this line because you're being truthful in the fact that they're preying on the weaker sex in yeah. order to make themselves look better. Mm-hmm. And it is unfortunate because a lot of women, it's kind of like they go into hiding with these guys.
Yeah. As in, explain.
Where they're scared. And at some point, you have to say...
Enough is enough.
Enough's enough. But at the same time, how do you give them back their confidence?
Who, the women? Well, the confidence is hard to rebuild once someone breaks them down as far as they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard rebuilder. I mean, the first thing is that person's got to have somebody outside of the relationship that they can trust.
And that's a big thing right there.
Because they need somebody to basically help them
regain
their confidence to get away from a dumbass like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they need somebody that can be trustworthy, that's not going to go blab their shit all around town or whatever.
Yeah, you know what? that's with people in general, man. You got to find somebody you trust that you to talk to that ain't gonna spur your personal crap all over the place. It's real hard to find that nowadays because, like we've always talked about, adults are worse than high school kids nowadays, man. All they do is talk, talk, talk.
For real. It's like way worse now.
Stand by. I'll be right there.
He knows your music. He speaks your mind. And he's got you locked on. Call him K. Because you're okay with him.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about these people with superiority complexes, but they stink in bed. You know, that's kind of funny right there. That's just like an analogy and stuff, but it is a very serious subject. You know, Hollywood tries to do what he can to entertain you and stuff like that, but this is something that a lot of women go through. Yes.
Yeah, definitely more now than you would think.
Why more now? That's very interesting that you said that.
Because a lot of women would just not say anything and they'd just keep it to themselves and they wouldn't get out of the, I guess you can call it like the rut of.
Why do you say rut?
Why do I say rut?
Yeah, that's very interesting that you said that, a rut.
Because they're so beat down emotionally, mentally, physically from some a-hole that they're in a rut where they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. They don't know who to talk to. So it's like they're stuck.
Mm.
And a person should never feel that way.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If somebody was treating my daughter like that, I'd go apeshit.
Problem is your daughter would never tell you.
Really? Why wouldn't she tell me?
Because you're her father.
Yeah, and that's what fathers do.
But that's just it. Daughters aren't going to tell their, not all daughters are going to tell their fathers everything about their relationship. Because they, a lot of them know how their fathers would react.
Well, that's the way a father should react.
Well, 100% agree with that.
Yes.
But there's a part of that daughter or female, whatever scenario we're going with here, that even though they've been beat down so bad in a relationship, part of them still loves that person.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do tell here. You got the floor here.
Part of them still loves the person that's been doing what they've been doing because they go back and try and remember the good times and not the shitty times.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want, even though they it's like they're on the fence. They want something bad to happen to this person, but at the same time, they don't. Because of how bad they were treated, they don't want to see somebody else treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for them to get out of that little rut.
Right.
To, I don't know, in my opinion, get equal treatment for the person that's been so superior over them.
Diana said some of those guys play nice on the outside. Some parents side with the crazy man. It's nuts. It's not good. What's that? That's a very interesting statement. The parents actually play.
The parents will agree with the guy because they're going to be like, well, she's crazy. She does this. She does that. Because what that guy's going to do is put the blame on the female, saying that, well, she did this and she did this, so she deserved it.
And by the way, women can do this to men also.
100%. It can go both ways.
Mm-hmm. If you got a weak man that has his balls in his old lady's pocket, yeah, it can go both ways.
It can go both.
But I find that very interesting that a family would actually side with the person that's doing the business. You know what I mean?
And it happens more than people think.
She must
have deserved it then if she did that. And the thing is that the man with the superiority complex is making up shit to make himself look like the person that, like, that this was, she had to have, this had to happen.
Uh-huh.
This had to happen. And it's a total fabricated story because he wants to still look like that bigger man, the bigger person, the better person.
And if he...
And make you look and make the female look inferior.
That's where it is. And that analogy with the beta wolf trying to be an alpha in an alpha world comes into play. So the only way he can become an alpha is he can...
Get everybody on his side.
Exactly. Exactly, Mundo. And I was kind of surprised when I kind of found a lot of this stuff out with how men who do this kind of stuff, they do look good on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Take that cop. That cop was probably well-respected within the community.
He was. He even worked at the high school. He was the cop, you know, like how all the high schools have a cop there now. He was the cop at the high school.
So he was a cop in the high school beating the shit out of his old lady.
And his old lady was the librarian.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
This story gets even better.
She was the librarian at the same school.
So he's beating the hell out of her, but he's like a pillar of the community.
Yep.
You know, there's some people out there that I would have never, ever thought were like this.
Mm-hmm.
But they were. Behind closed doors is it's a funny situation.
Everybody's different behind closed doors.
You're right, China Doll. Mind fuck. Is that what they do?
What? They mind fuck you?
Yeah.
Yes. They make you feel as if you deserved everything you got because you basically asked for it because you're not doing what you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
What about Rich's statement here? Let's be honest. There are some women who thrive on drama and love to provoke violence.
That is true as well. Because what's going to happen if behind closed doors, you're arguing with a couple is arguing, okay?
Yeah, but I can't believe that.
A couple would.
There are some women who are freaking drama.
I actually know a couple women that would do this. And they'll be like, well, come on, what are you going to do? You're going to hit me? You're going to hit me? You're going to hit me? Come on. You want? And they instigate it.
Why do they instigate it like that?
Or they will hit the man first.
Yeah, that's kind of that's a situation. Don't try it like
but
that.
But I'm saying that's what some women will provoke it.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mm-hmm. But it's not all women that do that. But
there's some, but not the majority.
There are like a handful of women out there that will provoke their man to lash out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is a typical male going to do if a woman comes up and cold cocks her?
Mm-hmm.
What is the first thing they're going to do? You going to just stand there?
I don't know. Maybe he's thinking about he wants to be thrown in a rubber suit.
I mean, there's that, but
BDSM, man, that's something else sometimes.
That's creepy.
You know, here's a guy who wants to get 10-inch heels put through his nuts. Come on, tell me, man. There's some weirdos out there.
Hey, there's some guys out there that like the abuse, so.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm learning stuff here. I'm trying to learn here.
Well, because there's a difference between actual abuse and, like, doing it for, like, I guess, play.
Yeah, but let's stick on the serious issue here. The mind-fucking part.
Mm-hmm. Make it everything, it's all your fault. It's all your
and
fault.
And the women start believing that?
Yep, 100%. They believe it 100% that it was their fault that happened. It's their fault that things aren't going the right way. It's their fault that this is going. Oh, 100% the women believe it because they get it so dug into them by their male, which has got the superiority complex. But at the same time, they're also a narcissist.
And do you, with Diana's statement, if it's never a woman's fault if she gets abused, true?
I agree. I agree. It's not. That means he's got internal issues.
Well, that's just like that one prick that you were dating before me. I had a, you know.
Yeah, he was swell.
He was a swell guy. And yeah. Do you notice how he bitched out as soon as confronted by a real alpha?
Yes.
And what was going through your mind when I confronted him?
Well, at first I was thinking, oh, be careful because of where you confronted him at.
Yeah, right in the fucking courthouse. Fuck it. I don't care. Right. I don't care where I'm at.
Exiting the courtroom.
Don't you know I have a mouth?
We're exiting the courtroom. I'd be like, I'm like, oh, man. But at the same time, inside, I was laughing and smiling from ear to ear. I'm like, oh, it's about some time somebody told him off.
So you actually felt better when somebody took your side.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the sad part of that scenario is everybody knew what was going on, but nobody took my side. They all took his.
So that's kind of like
his own parents.
His own parents knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I stepped in and put the fucker in his place.
Yeah.
And he hasn't talked to you ever again.
Nope.
I don't know. Something about that conversation and a 22 to the kneecaps. Yeah, I think that changed his mind. Maybe. You know, maybe I'm wrong. But 22 is in the kneecaps. That's what I like to do.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what it was allegedly what was said.
It was allegedly.
But I think that's why I kind of like some of these groups out there that actually do protect the women, kind of like what they protect the kids.
Yeah.
Because you see some asshole like me or, you know, somebody like me, you know, you don't want to screw around.
Well, see, that's the thing with somebody with a superiority complex. They don't think there's anyone bigger and badder than them. They think they are the biggest and the baddest.
Mm-hmm.
Little do they know.
Mm-hmm.
There's always someone out there that's bigger than you.
Well, I'm not saying that, Rich. If a woman's beating the shit out of you with a baseball bat, you got to defend yourself. But I'm talking about guys that actually have this complex where they have to lash out at somebody of the weaker sex. You know, we can go into abuse as a whole on another show, but I'm specifically talking about them type of people that go after the weaker ones.
Well, the superiority complex, another big thing that they do is they overreact to situations, and they, because they don't want any of their insecurities to come out. So they're going to overreact to things.
Now, I laugh and make fun of people. You know, that's kind of way I see life, is to have fun and all that kind of stuff. Kind of like me and you and another third women. But anyway, I lost my train of thought there because I was thinking about a threesome. That's pretty fucked up. But go ahead. I was just, you know, looking, you munching on a freaking muff. And I lost my train of thought here.
They disregard other people's opinions or contributing.
That's a Hollywoodism.
Contributions and placing excessive value only on their own opinions. Meaning, as the female,
the only ones who get to have an opinion.
If you're with somebody that has a superiority complex, their opinion is the only one that matters. So you just need to shut up and not say anything. Because if you say something, it's going to be wrong, and they're going to attack.
Kind of reminds me of a liberal, but go ahead. It does. You to present them with facts and facts and facts, they'll still be little bitches. Am I right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of looking at you like right now, and I can't get that vision out of my head.
Get it out of your head.
All I see is alligator eyes coming off from this freaking nice broad.
Wait. Got turned this way.
Now, you know what? Let's conversation's getting real good here. Jason, What do you think about this?
What?
Playing devil's advocate, too. Okay, I'm good at playing devil's advocate, but this situation, it doesn't help that women can do damn near anything to their spouse and not get in trouble with the law most of the time.
Because most of the time, the law takes the woman's side.
It's kind of like in a divorce, then.
No, yeah.
So now you're talking about a man going. See, it's really hard for me to even fathom something like this. You know, because, you know, a man is supposed to be head of the household, but getting beat on, that's something that it confuses me.
What, a man getting beat on?
Yes. It confuses the shit out of me.
It happens. It's just the thing is it. It doesn't happen as much as the other. And mm-hmm. if it does, you don't hear about it.
Right. The Hollywood China and Diana show tonight on pay-per-view. Dirty Knobs. Leave it to Dirty Knobs, man. I don't know, man. She's really hot. She hot, hot. But anyway, she got the green eyes like you. It's like cat eyes. I think you guys would be awesome. You got to meet her. She's a good person. Good person.
And she knows about you from high school, huh? Oh, the stories.
Anyway, let's move on. What? But I think this is a very, is this stuff like a mainstream type of subject now or no?
What's that?
With all, let's go to the Me Too movement.
Well, that's mainly rape.
Is that why it takes so long for a woman to come out and say, hey, this happened?
That it's because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear and repercussions. Because so a lot of times, because the Me Too movement is all based on rape. So with that, the Me Too movement, a lot of women have a hard time coming forward when they're raped because their life was threatened. Family's life was threatened.
Can a spouse do that too?
Yes, there is spousal rape. If you tell your spouse no and they keep going, that is considered rape.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of guys would be like, huh?
Yeah, if your significant other tells you no or tells you to stop and you keep going, that is spousal rape.
So no poop shoot.
No.
she clenches when she hears
My butt just clenched when you said that. No.
No thank you, as you say?
No thank you. I would definitely not be saying please. It's not happening. Oh my God, please. No thank you. Back off, jerky. Ouch.
When my now ex flipped out and threatened me in front of the cops, I asked the female cop so she can do this because she has a and I have a cop said yes.
She can do what?
She to do whatever she wants because she was a woman.
No, women, that's false. Women cannot do whatever they want just because she has a vagina.
Especially if it's a nice looking one.
Women cannot do whatever they want. If a woman is bullying their spouse, it's just as bad as
so how do you how do you find help for one of these women that are going through this?
They need to speak to a therapist.
Is it just a therapist or is it somebody else that, you know,
I mean, they don't have to talk to a therapist. If they've got a friend that they can actually talk about it with, then that's good, too, as long as it's a trustworthy friend that doesn't put your business out there.
And the key word there is trustworthy.
And the other thing that a lot of people do is they, and I hate to say it, they search on social media for people that are in groups that have gone through the same situation.
So that's a new thing now. Social media is active.
Have Facebook groups for people that have been abused. They have, you know, there's groups all over the place that you can go sit and talk to. A lot of places meet at churches. You can go to the nearest church, find out if they have meetings, because it's not just NA and AA that are having meetings at churches. I mean, there's people having meetings for those that have been abused in a relationship. There's many places you can go.
But what's the start? How do they do it?
Well, they got to get the courage to do it.
So it's courage.
It's courage.
Now
that
you want
things in your life to change. You don't want to keep feeling inadequate and like the lesser person when you should be treated more as an equal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to build your confidence and you got to have somebody that can help you do that.
So confidence is the big part of it.
Mm-hmm. And realizing that you're not the one at fault. Because that's the hardest part is coming. Because
they start mind fucking you.
Yeah. You got to realize that it and like you'll get freaking backhand and be like, see what you made me do to you. Well, I was what? How did I make you do that?
Mm.
So it's like you got to realize that things that were happening to you, you weren't at fault for that. It was him. Because he had to be the big Billy badass that was in total control. And the one thing he didn't want to lose control of was his female. So you got to cut them down to size to make them feel like an inch big, you know, about the size of their dick.
Ouch.
You know, you got to make them feel that big to have, you know, have them controlled. Like, you can tell.
How can you tell?
You can tell.
Can you look at somebody and tell that's going on or no?
Sometimes.
Because you got gaydar, as I call it.
I do.
I'm telling you what, man. I was eating out at a restaurant on Friday night, and dude was feminine as hell. I'm like, dude, what the hell is this?
Here's your lemons.
I was like, dude, okay, you know, I'm a good guy. I like everybody, okay? But you ain't getting none of Hollywood's pecker, okay? It just ain't happening, okay, sweetie?
Thanks for the lemons. Move on.
Yeah, the best. Did you see me look at him?
And I'm like, stop.
I was like, I know I'm a hot guy, okay?
And I look at him. I'm like, thanks, hon.
You got that gaydar stuff.
Hell yeah. I seen it coming before he got to the table. I'm like, oh.
So can you tell that on other people, especially women going through this?
Women that have been abused? Every once in a while, I can figure it out without even knowing anything. But you have to see them together as a couple.
What do you mean?
If you see a woman and a man together, majority of the time, I can tell whether or not she's being abused in one way or another.
But don't they look happy on the outside? Is that one of the deals?
He does. She's wearing a mask. She's faking.
What do you mean?
She's faking that she's happy.
So you can
women can tell the difference in other women, whether they're truly happy or faking it. It's just a thing.
It's kind of like gaydar.
Women can pick it out.
Mm-hmm.
Women can sense it. It's like a sixth sense.
So that's your women's sense.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth sense.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've been able to pick it out pretty quick, too.
Then what do you do as a woman to try to help?
There's been times when you basically you might not even be close friends with this person. And you just ask them, are you okay? Do you need something? Do you need help?
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the time, they're going to say they're fine and no, they don't need any help.
Right.
Because their man is right there. They'll deny that anything's wrong.
So again, from the outside, everything looks good.
Yep.
And because us men, I don't think us men look for that kind of stuff.
No. Mm-mm.
We're superficial and we just look.
You look on the outside.
Yeah.
You don't worry about what's on the inside. Because inside, they're probably screaming.
What do you mean by that?
The female or male, for that matter, in the relationship.
Well, we're talking about females.
Well,
we
female
can talk about males on another show.
The female in the relationship, they may be smiling on the outside, but in the inside, they're screaming, help me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like a look in their eyes.
So if another man knows that this is going on, what if you're friends with this person?
If another man,
what if you and your old lady are friends with these, you know, in this scenario, friends with the other two where the guy is like hurting her? what the man should do.
Oh, the man would probably whoop his ass.
I don't think so. I think the man would just let it happen, don't you? Sometimes?
Sometimes, but I think...
Do you think he should have an obligation to take him aside and break his fucking teeth?
I don't think it's an obligation.
You don't?
I wouldn't consider it an obligation, but if he had as much respect for the female as he does for the male friend, he would open his mouth and say something or...
You think he should say something or that's going to get her in more trouble?
I mean, he could base it on just what he sees. He's not going to base it on, well, your wife told me this. Because the wife's not going to tell another man what's going on.
Very interesting.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Hey, man. We're going to put the skitties in your island, witches, you plonker.
Do you know what he's saying?
WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh, yeah. If you're just joining the show, China Doll's lighting it on fire right now with the knowledge, man. Knowledge you can't get from college right there. We're talking about this superiority complex, but stink in bed, meaning that some bad stuff is happening out in the world right now that guys have to wake up. Ask the woman how he can help her or if she's okay.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's what another man can do with their
friend.
Yeah,
definitely another man can do that. But the question is that woman going to have the courage to tell that man, yes, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So it all comes back to courage and confidence.
Mm-hmm. Or whether or not she wants.
Because I've seen some of them TV shows on Lifetime and stuff.
I know. I've seen all of them.
And it really goes through that stuff.
It does.
By the way, you can see Hollywood on Doctor's Orders, man. Doctor's Orders. It was about that Rat Pagan. It's playing on the Discovery Plus channel right now. Go check it out, man, and give Hollywood a high five. I'm telling you what, these people take my shows and everything else, man.
How come I didn't know about this?
It just came out, I guess. I don't know. I just seen it the other day.
Well, you're going to have to show me.
Yeah, I got to show you.
Rude.
It's kind of like Mariana Van Seller over at National Geographic, that bitch.
That took your clips?
Yeah, it took my stuff. And anyway, don't even want to get me going on that one.
No. No.
So I think this is a very important subject that a lot of people have to start getting mindful of.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, and it's going around all the time, because even as a licensed hairdresser, every 2 years when I renew my hair license, it is now mandatory that hairdressers take a class on abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We are basically ones that are, if we see it, we're supposed to report it. We are mandated reporters as hairdressers for abuse.
Man, what's it like not cutting hair anymore?
It's boring.
It's boring?
Yeah, I miss it.
That's because you liked all the drama.
Mm-hmm.
You're a drama queen.
No, I'm not.
You know what? Something be going on in town. You're right in the middle of
that. There's actually more drama working at a gas station than at a hair salon. Because you hear it from both sides instead of just one.
Rich says, just like any other issue, you can't help someone who doesn't want help. Can't change someone who doesn't want to change. What do you think?
That's true. If a person wants help, they're
yeah, gonna, but you're just you told me early here that mind fucking was the biggest part of it.
It is the biggest part of it. But there are some times when the women can build up enough in them to signal that they need help to get out. They might tell their best girlfriend who is married and the guy's friends with her guy. You're not going to believe what Joey did last night.
But what if the other guy is so close to this one as friends that
he doesn't
he turns
see it being
her.
Possible?
Well, what if he turns on her?
Well, maybe.
And says, you know, this is what your old lady's talking about.
but there's a high possibility that he won't do that because if his wife is like, well, if you would have seen the bruises or you would have seen this.
So does that actually pull somebody else into the situation?
It does.
Is that right or wrong?
Depends how bad the situation is.
See, that's just like me with my daughter's marriage and stuff. I don't get involved because that's one thing.
You would get involved.
If she was hit, I'd beat the shit out of her.
If she asked you to get involved, you would get involved.
Oh, yeah. But she knows not to ask dad to get involved because, you know, somebody might be missing kneecaps.
But you would step
I don't
in.
Overreact,
you,
do I?
No, not you.
Do I overreact to situations?
Sometimes. Sometimes you don't react enough.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, you brought up your daughter. Mm-hmm. There's many instances where I was all set to go beat her husband's ass.
Yeah, but that's,
our own kid was.
That was issues that you do not get involved in marriage. But when violence comes in, that's a different story.
That's true.
You know, because he don't want to work. He's a freaking schlock.
He sits on his ass all day.
But that's something I cannot change. But if it became violent, then it's stupid. You're done.
Well, yeah, if it became violent, then it'd be a different story. So,
yeah, it's a whole different story.
But people don't realize you can be violent without putting your hands on them.
What do you mean?
Verbal.
Well, I'm a verbal asshole, but that confuses me here. How is that violent for telling somebody what's up?
It's not telling somebody what's up. It's downgrading them to...
No, I'm not talking about... I'm talking about if you have to confront a situation like me. I do a lot. And it embarrasses you. Why? I don't know.
What does that have to do with anything?
Dibber is in the chat room, man. My brother from England, man. How you doing? How's England over there? Is the weather any good, Ben? He has to get over to Malta for his, I'm telling you, you got to get into better air. That freaking dreezy stuff over in England is something else, man.
Hi, Dibs. How you doing?
I watch the movies all the time, and especially the medieval movies. It's always gloomy. It's never sunny. No wonder they wanted to chop heads off over there and burn people. It's too gloomy. They're pissed off all the time. I see where they're coming from. They got a little anger issues. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
You're just saying?
Yeah, Steve is right, man. Speech is not violence. You just went full liberal for a second. Yes, she has that kind of streak in her.
Oh, my God. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. I'm just saying. Oops. I dropped my coin. I have a coin all the time.
It's like his fidget.
My fidget?
Your fidget.
What the hell's a fidget? Is that like a widget? What?
No, a fidget is something you play with in your hands.
And no, I'm not playing with myself on air. That's kind of weird. You know, I don't know what China Doll's doing over there, but
I'm spinning my vape around in my fingers.
Oh my goodness gracious.
We're both fidgety.
It was funny. I was asked what a shock jock was.
I just say Hollywood. There it is.
Man, I tell you what, man. Yeah, I kind of shock to the bone, don't I?
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes? I do it every show.
Most of the time.
You know what? I'm a funny freaking guy, okay? Like Joe Pesci ass.
Are you funny like a clown?
I'm a funny like a clown, man.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and... What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I don't know. I still, you know what? I gotta challenge Marco, man.
In his Jeep Nation.
In his Jeep Nation. I'm going to be like, dude, what the hell, man? You turning pansy or something on me? Have you ever watched him when he's doing his stream from K100?
Just that time he threw it up on the channel for everybody else to see and we were all bored.
I was like, what the hell's going on here?
No, I won't watch it. It's boring.
Insults don't bother me. He don't give a fuck what people think. That's Rich. I think that's kind of true with me. I don't really care.
You don't.
But that's a very serious situation we were talking about earlier, and it went to the abuse side. But I do hate people who think they're superior to you. I really hate that. I do. It's like you to walk into a dealership or something, they look at you like, you know, I'm all tattooed and stuff. Here I am making triple the damn money that they ever think they could. I make more in a month than they do in a year. You know what I mean? But they have this complex because you dress a certain way or do a certain
way. You also got to keep in mind those people working in car dealerships are selling vehicles to people that technically can't afford them.
Well, you got that damn
so
right.
So my question is do they lose their bonus if the car gets repoed?
No, they lose their bonus on the points that they charge for the loans.
So.
But I do hate that complex. I really do. And you really see it get to me when I'm out in public and stuff and I see one of them people. It's always funny just to knock them down.
And you do. You do.
I'm telling you. I cut them off at the knees with that bullshit.
You make them feel widow.
Well, it happens a little bit.
Like they're will kids.
Aw. What do we got coming up tomorrow on the show?
I don't know.
You haven't figured it out yet.
I mean, I've got a bunch of topics, but, you know, I don't know. I always have them approved by you.
You know what? One of these days I want to see you go back to the old school when you're dancing and shit like that in your underwear.
No.
It got me hard.
No.
I like getting hard. You know, it's like
go stand outside the window, blow it. You'll be fine.
I don't know, man. It was like, you know, I woke up this morning. I had a hard on. I was going to go out and fuck the fence because damn, man, I'll do anything when I get a hard on. And next thing you know, I learned that all guys have hard ons when they wake up. So it's like, you know, their woman next to them are like, who are you thinking about? That's the first question that usually comes up, don't it?
Normally. Who are you thinking about? Do I know her?
That is, you guys get all offended because we wake up with a hard on.
I think it's just because you guys got to pee.
Oh, my God. That sucks when you got to pee and you have a hard on. It's like, oh.
It hurt.
It hurts. Oh, it ain't funny.
It is funny.
You know what? Us men, we have a lot of problems in this world. And you women are just not nice to us. You know, you see your man, you're laying in bed, he has a hard on, you should do something for him. That's the respectable thing to do.
Well, when you wake up, you're downstairs. I'm up here. Big difference.
Yeah, but, you know, I was up at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock this morning doing some work and shit. Went and took a nap, you know.
Yeah, I noticed a message for me in my messaging thing at 5:30 this morning. I'm like, really? You're up early again?
Yeah, I was up early. You know, why don't you help a brother out, man? You seen it.
I seen the message at 5:30 and I went, yep, I still got 2 more hours of sleep.
No, I'm talking, you know, you woke up before me. You see a hard on. You're supposed to do something about it.
No.
And next thing you know, I'm freaking left behind here with blue balls.
Oh, I didn't know you had one when you were sleeping in the chair. I thought you meant when you woke up at like 2 or 3 this morning.
Yeah, in the chair. You see it. You women see it all the time. But no, why you don't do nothing?
Your hands were on it.
Oh, my.
I don't know what you were doing. I just walked past because I had to pee.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I saw nothing.
Anyway, you can hear the replays over on Spotify. Make sure you go over there and check us out over there. They're one of the sponsors of the show. They rock and roll sometimes. I really think Spotify is taking over iTunes and stuff like that. But for all the new people out there listening, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. And the show was dedicated today to Diane Jarman, old high school friend right there. If you want a show dedicated, make sure you get a hold of China Doll and let her know. And Hollywood, give you a shout out out there. Anyway, everybody be safe. And members only is going to be tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Oh, tomorrow's Tuesday.
You mean Wednesday.
Wednesday. My fault. My fault. But anyway, don't forget to tell your
wife.
Yes, tell them that.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on our live.